With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. We've had reporters talking to voters across much of western Montana today, including these who Nora Sachs spoke to in Butte this morning.
I'm heading towards the Civic Center in Butte. It's snowy. There are so many people here. The roads are really greasy, but there's lots of people just flowing in. This is one of the major voting locations in Butte. I'm going to go try to catch up with some people. What's your name?
Judy Malachany.
Where are you from?
Butte, Montana.
So what brought you out to the polls this morning?
To make sure that I get the candidates that I think will be best for Montana and do my part.
Do you often vote in the midterms?
Yes, always.
Is there any particular race or issue that brought you out especially today?
Both 85 and 86. Yeah. One is really good for Montana and the other one's not so good for Montana. I am all for 85 and against 86, 186, yeah. I think the mining in Montana is very important, and I think the veterans, the health care for Montanans is extremely important also for our seniors and all of us, actually. Yeah.
Is it pretty crowded or what's the scene like inside?
It's a really good turnout out there and everybody seems to be really busy, yeah. Lots of visiting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just like catching up with neighbors?
Yeah, some that I haven't seen in a long time. So it's always fun to come out to.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good
Be
day.
Careful out here.
Steve Stark.
Steve, where are we right now?
At the Butte Civic Center.
And why are we here? Why are you here?
Well, I've never voted as long as I've been a Montana resident. I've never even registered to vote. But I really feel like I wouldn't be doing my duty this time. I think it's just really probably the most important election in my lifetime. There's so many things on the table that are really important to Montanans, really important to the future of America. I don't like Gianforte. I don't know where he came from. I don't think he belongs in Washington representing us. I really feel the same way about Matt Rosendale. I don't feel like he's a Montana representative and shouldn't even be on the ballot. So unfortunately, I'm voting against them to start out. I mean, I'm not going to register as a Democrat. I don't really believe in the Tea Party system, but I think the I-185 and I-186 should be passed. I think they'll benefit. Yeah, I mean, Medicaid needs to be expanded. There's a lot of old people, a lot of veterans that need help. I mean, I need help with health care. So that's really where I'm at. I got the day off because of the weather, so I'm here to do my duty.
You're about to register to vote, is that
I'm
right?
I'm going to register and vote today.
And how are you feeling about that?
I think it's awesome. I mean, I tried to come down here at 7 a.m., but I had to give old boy a ride, so he insisted on taking me to breakfast. So now I'll be standing in lines, but that's okay. We'll get to meet and greet a lot of the local residents, so I'm pretty excited about it.
Andrew Wilson. I'm 23 years old.
What brings you out to vote today?
Well, mostly just to exercise my rights as an American citizen, and I think it's important to be involved with what's going on, especially right now in politics. And going forward, I think that Montana has quite a bit of influence with the senatorial seat as well as our House seat. So I think it's important to come out and vote. Also, the ballot initiatives to I-185 and I-186 as well are very important to me. For the Senate, I think I'll do Democratic and then Republican for the House.
So that's a split. Tell me why.
I'm an independent by heart, so I think it's important to represent both of my values.
Why do you like Congressman Gianforte over Kathleen Williams?
I like the idea that he's already got some establishment in Congress. I think that's another reason why I'm going for John Tester as the Democratic person in Senate, because of the fact that they have some establishment, have some background there, and I think they'll be able to get more of a job done.
And what about the ballot issues? What's important to you?
I like 185 because of the fact that it's focused on Montana health care and that I think that's an important one, so I'll probably be voting yes on that. And then on I-186, I'll probably vote no. I believe that Montana has a very resource-rich state, and it's important to develop those resources.
You sound really informed.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very involved right now in politics, and I think it's important, again, just to exercise your rights and come out to vote.
Do you work in politics, or?
Oh, no. I'm actually just a college student at Montana Tech, so.
With the friends and college students that you talk to at Tech, what's your sense of how this is going to go here?
There's definitely a fair conservative party there, so I think that a lot of it will be voted for mostly probably the Republican parties.
Do you think they're going to turn out and vote?
Yes, absolutely. Some of my friends have already turned in their ballots, and then some of them are going to be voting today.
Voter voices from Butte, gathered by MTPR's Nora Sachs. I'm Eric Whitney.